Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Here's the story.
Here's the story.
Mm-hmm. 100.3 The Sound and The Story, supported by good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. Queen was truly the first superstar band. At three of the, well, that's why they named themselves Cream, three of the most sophisticated musicians in England. Cream of the crop is the way they were looking at it. And Eric Clapton, of course, was the reason that Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce got together to play behind him. Ginger Baker, both known for being very cranky individuals and not friends. Drummer Ginger Baker, not anybody's friend. Jack Bruce, really not a friend either. I was wondering, though, since so many of the songs written by Jack Bruce and Peter Brown, his lyricist, why Clapton didn't contribute more song ideas in Cream.
Well, those guys were pretty strong personalities. I hadn't taken that in consideration. Mm-hmm. And the first rehearsal, most of my ambition to lead that group went out the window because I realized I didn't have the wherewithal whatsoever. I mean, it came down to forceful personalities. Ginger was the man, and Jack was vying for the role too. So, I mean, I just let them get on with it, and I backed off. And my way of introducing material that I thought we should do was to just play it. And you know, they'd come, like, after the fight had died down at rehearsal, I'd start playing a riff or something, and then one of them would go, "What's that?" And I'd say, "Well, it's just something I'm kind of writing." "Oh, well, maybe we could do that." You know, it's like very tense and hesitant stuff. I mean, it's not a situation where I had the confidence or the experience to stand up and dictate what we were going to do.
Sounds like fun.
No, it doesn't.
But amazing music. That's Eric Clapton. This is Cream, and that's The Story.